From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Iran has its say over new sanctions from the United States. Iran's president says his country will stand up to the United States and reciprocate for any new sanctions that America imposes on the Islamic Republic. Hassan Rouhani says that if Washington, under any pretext, imposes new sanctions against Iran, we will stand up to the United States. He says the great nation of Iran will have an appropriate answer, and then adds, without elaborating, that the Iranian parliament will also act. His remarks were broadcast on state TV a day after the Trump administration announced new non-nuclear sanctions on Iranians, while at the same time warning Iran that it could face consequences for breaching the spirit of the nuclear deal with world powers. U.S. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert listed reasons behind the U.S. decision on the sanctions.
Ballistic missile development and proliferation, support to terrorism and militancy. It's complicit in the Assad regime's atrocities against its own people, unrelenting hostility to Israel that continues and has continued for quite some time. They've consistently threatened freedom of navigation, especially in the Persian Gulf, cyber attacks on the United States, and I can go on. I mean, these are no surprise, and this is something that this administration wants to get Iran to try to adhere to the spirit of that agreement.
Rouhani says the great nation of Iran will have an appropriate answer, and then adds, without elaborating, that the Iranian parliament will also act. President Trump had another previously undisclosed conversation with Russian President Putin at a summit in Germany this month. Spokesman Sean Spicer and National Security Council spokesman Michael Anton confirmed that Trump and Putin spoke at a dinner for world leaders. This is VOA News. Russia says it reserves the right to retaliate in an ongoing dispute with the United States over the seizure of two Russian compounds last December by the Obama administration. Before leaving office, the president, Barack Obama, also expelled 35 Russian diplomats, accusing them of spying and saying the actions were to punish Moscow for interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Now Russia says its patience is running out, and it wants the Trump administration to return the compounds. VOA diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has the story from the State Department.
Russia says they are dachas, used strictly for recreational purposes. U.S. intelligence agencies say they were used for surveillance until they were seized. Pressed by reporters, spokeswoman Heather Nauert refused to comment on the status of negotiations or say whether Secretary of State Rex Tillerson favors giving the compounds back to Russia under certain conditions.
The priority here is to get the United States and Russia to a place where they can have a good, decent, solid relationship so we can work together on areas of mutual cooperation.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov met Monday at the State Department with U.S. Under Secretary of State Thomas Shannon. Asked if Russia is close to getting its compounds back, Ryabkov replied, almost. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Iraqi forces committed human rights violations during the battle to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. That, according to the country's prime minister, he acknowledged that, but insisted that these were individual acts for which the perpetrators would be punished. The remarks by Haider al-Abadi at a late-night press conference Tuesday came after shocking videos emerged on social media following the victory in Mosul and showing troops throwing captured IS suspects off of a high wall and then shooting their bodies below. A senior Thai army general has been found guilty of human trafficking at a rare trial exposing the links between corrupt officialdom and the trade in people throughout the kingdom. While reading the verdict against Army Lieutenant General Manas Kangpan, a judge at Bangkok Criminal Court said the defendant worked with others to facilitate human trafficking, he adding that he was also guilty of a role in a transnational crime organization. The agency investigating the fatal police shooting of an Australian woman in Minneapolis, Minnesota, says one of the officers was startled by a loud noise just moments before his partner fired the deadly shot.
That's the latest world news from VOA.